Page 22, Section 3, Sports and Recreation. As you read, look for the following. The types of outdoor recreation found in Missouri. The different levels of sports. The different types of professional sports. Vocabulary terms: glade, hatchery. When you are daydreaming in class, are you dreaming about being on the soccer field or working out on the parallel bars in gymnastics? Maybe you're thinking about the float trip your family took last summer or the professional football game you will go to this fall. Missouri offers plenty in the way of sports and recreation. Page 23, Recreation. Missouri's natural resources include lakes and streams, forest and glades, open spaces in the forest, and wide open spaces that are perfect for all types of outdoor recreation. Missouri is a popular destination for tourists who like to go camping, fishing, hiking, and boating. It's popular with people who live in Missouri, too. One of the most popular outdoor activities in Missouri is canoeing or going on float trips down the state's many streams. This is especially popular in the Ozarks, where the rivers and creeks are spring-fed and flow rapidly over rocky stream beds that help keep the water crystal clear. A favorite place for many canoeists is the Ozark National Scenic Riverways, made up of the Current and Jack's Fork Rivers in south-central Missouri. For those who like their boating a little or a lot faster, Missouri's natural and man-made lakes are popular spots. People from all over the Midwest bring their boats and personal watercraft to Lake of the Ozarks and Truman Reservoir on the Osage River in central Missouri. Mark Twain Lake in northeast Missouri, Table Rock Lake along the Arkansas state line in southwest Missouri, and Lake Wapapello and Clearwater Lake in southeast Missouri also attract boaters. Did you know? The Ozark National Scenic Riverways was the first national park area to protect wild river systems, those that have not been dammed. Page 24. The lakes and rivers also attract people who like to fish. You can find bass fishers in their boats, trot line fishers waiting on the riverbanks to catch catfish, or fly fishers going after trout downstream from one of the state's hatcheries. A hatchery is a place for hatching eggs, in this case, fish eggs. Hiking is very popular in Missouri. Two favorite trails are the Katy and the Ozark. The Katy Trail stretches from near St. Charles westward to Clinton, more than 200 miles. It follows the path of the Missouri, Kansas, and Texas Katy Railroad. The old railroad bed has been turned into a hiking and biking path. The Katy is one of several rails-to-trails parks in the state. The Ozark Trail is part of a planned 700-mile trail system through Missouri and Arkansas along the ridges of the Ozark Mountains. There are more than 350 miles of trails ready for hiking in Missouri. These trails run southwesterly from St. Louis through parts of the Mark Twain National Forest toward Arkansas. A branch runs through Poplar Bluff. The Ozark Trail is largely being built and maintained by volunteers, including scouts and youth groups. They combine the fun of hiking and camping with hard work. Many of the people canoeing or fishing or hiking in Missouri also camp at one of the 83 state parks and historic sites or the many private campgrounds. Along with camping and all of the above recreation activities, the state parks also are good places to explore caves, study nature, have a picnic, or just relax. You can also do this in many city and county parks. Page 25, Sports. Missourians are wild about sports and sports teams. On almost any given day or evening of the year, Missourians are playing baseball and softball, football and soccer, hockey, gymnastics, swimming, wrestling, volleyball, basketball, track and field, golf, or any number of other sports. There are teams at schools, in city recreation programs, in leagues, and some just made up of the kids in the neighborhood. Probably the most popular sport for kids in Missouri is soccer. More than 70,000 play on recreational or select teams in leagues and local programs. Team sports are often associated with schools. What teams does your school have? Most high schools have teams, some in just two or three sports, others in many sports. You can also find team sports at colleges and universities. Many of the teams from Missouri's colleges and universities play before huge crowds. People watch on television or listen to the games on the radio. The teams have fans all over the state. Those fans root for their favorite teams whenever they play. They go to the games and wear t-shirts and hats with the team colors, name, or mascot on them. Page 26. Professional sports teams also play in Missouri and have many fans. The earliest professional teams in Missouri were the baseball teams that organized after the Civil War. One of these early teams was the St. Louis Cardinals, who joined Major League Baseball's National League in 1892. The Cardinals played in their 17th World Series in 2006 and defeated the Detroit Tigers for their 10th World Championship. One of the Cardinals' World Series appearances was against the Kansas City Royals in 1985. That time, the Royals won their first championship. It was their second trip to the World Series. The Royals' first trip had been in 1969. Before then, Kansas City's major league team was the A's, short for Athletics, who moved to Kansas City from Philadelphia in 1955 and then to Oakland in 1968. One other Major League Baseball team played in Missouri. A team called the St. Louis Browns played in the American League from 1902 to 1953. Major League teams have not been the only professional teams. Because they could not play on white teams, African American players formed their own teams and played in the Negro Leagues. Kansas City and St. Louis had Negro League teams. Baseball is not the only Major League professional sport played in Missouri. In football, the Chiefs have played in Kansas City since 1963. They played in the first ever Super Bowl in 1967. They won Super Bowl IV in 1970. The Rams have played in St. Louis since 1995. They played in two Super Bowls, winning Super Bowl XXXIV in 2000. Page 27. Two other major league professional sports in Missouri are hockey and soccer. The Blues have played hockey in St. Louis since 1967, and the Wizards have played soccer in Kansas City since 1995. The Wizards won the Major League Soccer Cup in 2000. There have also been Major League teams in indoor soccer and basketball in Missouri in the past. Several Missouri cities can boast about a minor league team. Minor league teams are made up of players who are not yet good enough to play in the major leagues. There are minor league baseball teams in St. Joseph, Springfield, and O'Fallon. Team sports are not the only professional and amateur sports played in Missouri. From time to time, there are professional golf tournaments, tennis matches, figure skating competitions, gymnastic meets, and even rodeos, auto races, and bicycle races. Did you know? The first Tour of Missouri professional bicycle race was held in 2007. Riders from all around the world rode through 20 counties and more than 50 towns on a course that covered 600 miles in 6 days. Do you remember? Number 1. What is a wild river? Number 2. What types of professional sports teams are in Missouri? Page 28. Spotlight. The 1904 Olympics. The Olympic Games trace their history back to ancient Greece. The first modern Olympic Games, as we know them today, began in 1896 in modern Greece. The third modern Olympics was held in 1904 in St. Louis as part of the Louisiana Purchase Exposition, also known as the World's Fair. The games lasted just 5 days, and most of the events were in track and field. Although there were close to 700 athletes at the games, most of them were from the United States because it cost too much to travel from foreign countries. In those days, the athletes competed as individuals and had to pay their own way. Only 6 women took part. One of the foreign athletes who did make the trip was a man from Cuba named Felix Carvajal. He arrived in New Orleans by boat and hitchhiked to St. Louis just in time to run in the marathon, a 26-mile-long race. He ran in his street shoes and tore the legs off his pants to make shorts. Felix finished 4th. He might have won had he not stopped to eat some green apples in an orchard along the race route. The apples made him sick, and he had to rest for an hour. At first, race officials thought a man named Fred Lors had won the marathon, but it was learned that he had ridden in a car for 11 miles of the race. The gold medal was eventually awarded to Thomas Hicks, a British-born man running for the United States. Hicks had to be held up by his trainers as he crossed the finish line. He, too, was sick. His trainers had given him a drink made from raw eggs and rat poison that they thought would help him run longer. The marathon also had the first 2 African athletes ever to compete in the Olympics. The pair of runners from South Africa had come to the fair to be part of an exhibit about a battle between Great Britain and the Zulu tribe in South Africa. The 1904 Olympics was the first to award gold, silver, and bronze medals for 1st, 2nd, and 3rd place finishes. Gymnast George Iser of the United States won 6 medals, including 3 gold, even though he only had 1 leg. 2 sports in the 1904 Olympics that are not featured in today's Olympics were tug-of-war and croquet. 4 of the 6 teams in the tug-of-war competition were from the United States, and the top 3 teams were all American. Only American teams entered the croquet competition.